What not to do, harshness, overcompensation, and acting masculine to feel strong. In this video, we are focusing on what not to do when a woman is trying to become confident around men. Deborah shows us strength without hardness, but many women take a different road. They overcompensate. Overcompensation usually grows out of fear, old wounds, insecurity, or confusion about what strength is. A woman may have felt ignored by men, talked over by men, controlled by men, sexualized by men, disappointed by men, or intimidated by male energy. Instead of becoming grounded, she builds a protective style. She becomes sharp, she becomes guarded, she becomes overly forceful. She may act masculine because it feels safer than being a woman. That may look strong on the outside, but often it is a defensive shell. It is not peace, it is not ordered strength, it is a reaction. Some women begin interrupting often, speaking with unnecessary edge, rejecting help automatically, or treating every disagreement with a man as a threat. Some adopt a tone that says, "I will not be vulnerable, and I dare you to challenge me." Others become dismissive of men altogether, as if contempt were wisdom. Still others keep their femininity hidden because they think showing softness will make them weak. But biblical confidence does not require self-erasure in one direction or self-armoring in the other. A woman does not become stronger by becoming less whole. If she starts disconnecting from warmth, receptivity, beauty, or relational wisdom, she may gain a temporary sense of control, but she will lose something important in her formation. This matters in ministry settings too. A woman may think she needs to sound harsher to be respected by male leaders. She may believe that being direct means losing gentleness. She may talk too much, prove too much, or push too hard because she is afraid that calm femininity will not be taken seriously. But often the opposite is true. Mature people tend to trust grounded clarity more than defensive force. It is also important not to confuse discernment with suspicion. Some women, especially after hurt, begin reading every man as unsafe, foolish, weak, manipulative, or dismissive. This course is helping you think spiritually, relationally, and practically about becoming a woman who stands in truth. That includes learning to discern men wisely, not reacting to them as a category. Some situations do involve real danger or coercion, and women facing abuse, stalking, or serious emotional harm should seek local pastoral and professional help. But not every mixed gender challenge is danger. Sometimes it is simply a call to grow in steadiness. What helps? Slow your reactions, notice where you become hard, ask what fear is underneath the force. Learn to speak clearly without adding unnecessary edge. Receive correction without collapsing. Disagree without acting threatened. Let your strength be rooted in truth, not performance. What not to do? Do not use harshness to imitate authority. Do not assume masculinity is the model for strength. Do not turn pain into contempt for men. Do not hide insecurity behind a hard tone or controlling behavior. A helpful phrase in real life may be, "I want to respond clearly, not react defensively." Another may be, "I can be strong here without losing my center." That is the kind of womanly confidence we are building, clear, warm, honest, and spiritually grounded.